Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Heart of an Agent by Tracy J. Lyons, performed by Lauren Ezzo. This book is dedicated to the memory of my Aunt Virginia, Ginny Davis, who also happened to be my first grade teacher. She made me promise not to call her Aunt Ginny when we were at school. Mrs. Davis, Aunt Ginny, this one's for you. Chapter 1. Adirondack Mountains, Hartston, New York, 1892. The sun skimmed the horizon in the eastern sky, bathing the far hillside in a pink morning hue. Lily Handlin stood at the window in her bedroom on the second floor of the rooming house, watching for the man. At first, he was nothing but a speck on the horizon, but as he rode into the town, she began to make out his form. He sat tall in the saddle, dressed in black pants, a collared shirt, and a tan jacket that settled just below his thighs. Even though he wore the brim of his hat pulled low on his forehead, she could see the wisps of his straight brown hair. He stopped, as always, outside the wrought iron gate of the cemetery, dismounting and looping the reins three times over the hitching post. And today, as with every other day, he took off his hat before he unlatched the gate. Gripping the hat in his hands, the man walked into the cemetery with his shoulders hunched and his head hung low. His steps faltered as he drew closer to his destination. Walking along a short row of four headstones, he knelt beside the last one. Lily's fingers tightened around the heavy curtain. The hat fell from his hands, landing on the soft earth. His head dropped back. He turned his face heavenward and cried out. His raw pain shook her to the core. Lily knew she should look away, but she couldn't. Something kept her there by the window, pulling her to look out for him. She wiped tears from her eyes. Finally, he picked up his hat and stood at the foot of the grave. She sensed a change in him. Whereas moments ago he'd been crying out in pain, now he stood silent and still. A yellow butterfly circled his head and dipped down to land on his shoulder. He didn't notice. The insect fluttered off to sip from the nectar of a beautiful red flower growing next to the fence. The man.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?